Climate change is the ultimate trail of intergenerational equity. It imposes costs on future generations that the current generation has no direct incentives to fix. As Chapter 11 explains, we face the tragedy of the horizon in which the catastrophic impacts of climate change will be felt beyond the traditional perspectives of most businesses, investors, politicians, and central bankers. In other words, once the physical effects of climate change become a defining issue for a critical mass of decision makers, it could be too late to stop their catastrophic effects. Like the financial crisis, the tragedy of the horizon represents a crisis of valuation and values. Compare the valuations of Amazon and the Amazon region. Amazon's $1.5 trillion equivaluation reflects the market that the judgment will be very profitable for a very long time. In contrast, it is only once the rainforest is cleared and a cattle herd or soya plantation is placed on a newly opened land that the Amazon region begins to have market value. The costs to the climate and biodiversity destroying the rainforest appear on no ledger. Chapter 11 highlights how changes in climate policies, new technologies, and growing physical risks will prompt reassessments of virtually every financial asset. Firms that align their business models with the transition to a net zero carbon economy will be rewarded handsomely. Those that fail to adapt will cease to exist.